Local government debt has been a major problem for China's economy in recent years. The favored way of dealing with high interest debt has been to swap them for low cost bonds. So far, the central government has allowed local governments to sell bonds worth 3.2 trillion yuan to banks so they can repay old debt. Finance Minister Lo Jiwei told the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress that the State Council wants local governments to convert existing loans into bonds by the end of 2017. As of now, total outstanding debt of local governments across the country stands at 15.4 trillion yuan, including 1.06 trillion yuan in bonds. That's a hefty sum, many of you might think, but it's not totally out of control just yet. The ratio of total outstanding local government debt to annual income stood at around 86% in December, which is still lower than the red line of 100%. But still, there are around 100 cities and 400 counties with ratios over 100% according to Lo. Critics say the bond for loan swap amounts to merely postponing rather than solving the problem of local government debt. Since most bonds were sold to banks, the arrangement, critics say, does not reduce banks' exposure to risk. However, if a bond goes sour, the provincial government will be responsible for repayment, and the risk will not infect the bank, Lo said. Wu Xiaoling, a former central bank who is now a lawmaker, is among experts saying the central government should share local government's burden by paying for more infrastructure projects, so that local governments can cut deficits. Lo said that local governments were also being urged to cut public spending and introduce private investors into projects in the hopes that this would help them repay outstanding debt. But only time can tell whether these will work.